Hey, this is JP Nerman, and you're listening to Culture Builders number 44. So on Mindful Monday this week, I asked the question, do you own everything in your world? See, great leaders, they own it all, even the things that are not within their control. And that is why courageous leadership is lacking more than ever in today's culture, because in this world of social media, people want to blame. Nobody wants to take responsibility. Well, here is one of the really powerful things about taking ownership. When we own it all, even the things that aren't within our control, instead of others blaming you, they're going to feel safer and they're going to gain the courage to take ownership themselves. For example, you know that moment in sports where an athlete takes responsibility and instantly other people step up and try to relieve them of that responsibility? Like when a player makes a bad pass, puts their hand up and says, you know, it's my bad, my bad. What often happens? A teammate or a few teammates will say, no, you're good. I should have been ready, or I should have kept running. Well, if you come in after a game and your team has failed to execute due to their lack of focus or their effort, and if you were to come in and you say, I screwed it up, I failed to prepare you to execute today, athletes are typically not going to say, you know what, you're right, you suck, coach. More often than not, they're going to start to stand up and they're going to do just like that player who admitted he made the bad pass. All right, they will start to take ownership of what they could have done better. So leave your ego at the door and don't be afraid to say, I screwed that up. Because a common limiting belief is that when we admit that we screwed something up, that it's weakness and that people won't respect that. But they will. All right, it takes courage and people will respect us more when we are willing to take ownership for things in our control and even outside of our control. Courageous leaders are lacking today. The ones that are willing to take ownership of their world, the things within their control and outside of their control. So we need to model the courage to take ownership. And when we do that, we'll start to develop leaders that take ownership of their world as well. That's it for today. Be sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com to get more resources, more podcasts, learn more about my mentorship and program and consulting services. Thanks for listening in.